gathering the awareness into the experience of the body sitting. And inviting the body to settle a little more fully into the support of the ground beneath you. Attuning to the stability of the earth. As a support for the steadying and the stability of the heart and mind. And just letting the body relax a little more fully into that support. And then in a similar way, extending upwards into the space all around you. Attuning to the vastness of that space. So that the body is finding that balance of groundedness and spaciousness. Sitting like a mountain, strong and steady, stable and still, upright, alert, and at ease. Continuing with that process of steadying and soothing and stabilizing, attuning to the natural rhythm of the breath, that steady alternating between breathing in and breathing out, between receiving and releasing. Just letting the attention rest very lightly on the simple knowing of breathing in and breathing out, rising and falling. And from this state of relative balance and ease, just bringing to mind someone that you care about, but who at times you wish that they were different, or that your relationship with them is different. So imagining that person here in the room with you today, perhaps sitting in front of you, perhaps a little further away, perhaps even just in the doorway. Just sensing into where it's appropriate to be with that person. And as you invite them into this space, noticing any responses in the body, the heart mind. And you might bring a hand to the heart center just as a physical reminder to steady, to soothe, to soften any ripples of reactivity that might be present. Reconnecting to the steadiness of the earth beneath you and the spaciousness of the sky above. As you bring to mind this difficult person and the challenging situations and interactions that you might have had with them, making space for any emotional responses that might be coming up, neither suppressing nor feeding, just breathing, allowing them to be there. As you remind yourself, I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your wishes, your actions, not upon my wishes for you. I care about you. I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. So just noticing any responses as you remind yourself of this truth. Seeing if it helps you to find the balance of caring with spaciousness, kindness with balance. Responsiveness without reactivity. We're continuing to sit in the presence of your difficult person. Making space for any reactions that might be coming up. And just gently reminding yourself, I care about you, but I cannot live your life for you. Your happiness or unhappiness depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you. Continuing to explore this for a few more minutes in silence now. Although it might sound like you're addressing these phrases to the other person, it's our own responses that we're taking care of here. We're just noticing any ripples in the body, in the heart mind, as you offer these phrases. And if there's any resistance, or reactivity, remembering A, B, C, and making a bigger container, making space, sitting up taller, softening the shoulders, breathing deeply. Borrowing the steadiness of the earth and the spaciousness of the sky. Remembering that hurt people, and healed people. Gently inviting any non-equanimity to soften, to soothe, to release. And then remembering that equanimity is a practice of balance, of impartiality, of evenness of heart and mind. Touching into the truth now, that just as you have difficult people in your life, at times you have been a difficult person for someone else. Perhaps the person that you're working with now, or perhaps someone else. So just noticing any responses as you acknowledge this truth, that you too at times are someone else's difficult person. If there's a lot of reactivity, you can allow the equanimity to shade over into compassion, self-compassion, as you gently acknowledge some of the ways that you may have caused difficulty for others, out of your own hurt, pain, stress, and distress. As you orient to this capacity for self-compassion, self-forgiveness, accepting our own humanity, and then just seeing if we can extend that same acceptance to all the others here on retreat with you. People we like, people we're neutral towards, people we may have felt irritated by or frustrated with at times. Just noticing that array of different reactions. And seeing if they can be met with acceptance. Balance. Spaciousness. Equanimity. Knowing that all human beings have their ups and downs. Their good qualities and their more challenging qualities. Their areas of hurt and their areas of wholeness. Staying steady, staying present. Opening to equanimity in relation to ourselves, in relation to our difficult beings. and in relation to each other. May we find ease. May we know peace.